我足够。
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? Woo, we got a lot to talk about. We are live right now, 5 minutes past the hour, 8 p.m. Pacific time. I should say 8:05, 11:05 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Let's get right to it. All right, the study came out saying tattoos, beards, bad breath, and bitten nails seem to be pretty big turnoffs of the opposite sex. Apparently, 37% of men questioned in a new poll find unattractive qualities in the opposite sex listed as tattoos as their number one. I know many of you think Angelina Jolie with her tattoos is pretty sexy. A lot of men don't like them. Body art, many men don't like. Women don't seem to care that much about tattoos on men, but they don't seem to like beards as much. Now, again, this is just one survey. All right, some beards are pretty sexy. I like scruff. I think scruff is really, really cool. They say beards are least attracted to. Bad breath came second on the list of both men and women. With 27% of women and 28% of men identifying halitosis as their number one dating gripe. Smoking also ranked high between both genders. 17% of men disliked the cigarette habit in women, and 11% of women said they could not be turned on by a man smoking a cigarette. See, what about 50, 60 years ago? It was supposed to be sexy, right? Yeah. Not anymore. Excessive body piercings. Many people don't like that. Well, they're not many. They say 10% of men and 16% of women think it's a turnoff. Nail biting and poorly maintained fingernails come in five as men's biggest complaint in a girl. I think 8% women don't like it. Yeah, I make sure my nails are clean just because I, you know, of what I do. I'm a doctor. People always see my hands. But I got to tell you, it is so hard to upkeep my nails. You know, eyebrows, all I have to do is wax them or mow them or something. But when it comes to nails, those are rough. But it's interesting what people thought was sexy. Back then, people thought obesity was sexy. They thought smoking was sexy. So now men's biggest turnoffs of women, tattoos, bad breath, smoking, excessive piercing, fingernails for women, they're turned off by beards, bad breath, excessive piercing, tattoos, and smoking. Yeah, like Noomi Rapace, is that who, or Naomi Rapace, the one from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? I think it's very hard to look at somebody with a piercing in the lip. I think it's very distracting. When I look at people with very weird nose piercings, and I mean, the cute one on the side, that to me doesn't seem like it hurts that much. But when piercings go through the eyebrows, huge rings through the nose, oh, I can't stand, and I apologize if any of my listeners have huge piercings in their body. But when the ears have big studs in them, like, you know, like the size of a dime. Many people, what they do is they pierce their ear, but then they put something the size of a dime in the earlobe, in both earlobes. And then when they take them out, they got these ugly holes in their ears. Those really annoy me. And tongue piercings. You know, when I stick the tongue depressor in the mouth, I don't know what the heck to do when the tongue pierces. I have to go around to the left, then I have to go around to the right. You know, but that's just me, and it's not an attractive issue. It's just I get very distracted talking to somebody with a piercing. I want to just be able to look right at you and not have to worry, did that hurt? Did you bleed? Did you get an infection? You know, what's going on? All right, well, for those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like letters, I'd like to call in with numbers, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. 3254. For those of you listening, thank you so much. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. For any of you that want to enjoy yourselves this weekend, keep yourselves busy, I would... Oh, looks like that's not my app. Oh, I'm trying to bring up the Dr. Dahlia Show app, and I brought up somebody else's app. I should do that. Anyway, you can get the Dr. Dahlia Show app. Very good app. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. And if you look at me, I look so pretty. Yeah, that's me right there. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Dr. Dahlia Show app for Android. Oops, it's silent. Hold on. Nope. Looks like I got a down. I can't download. I have an iPhone, so of course I can't download it yet. All right, but that's what you need to do. Don't worry. I promise yours will work. All right, so scientists have come up with a gene test to see if future lovers will be compatible. According to a leading scientist, they are going to use, I believe, DNA. People will pay for a readout of their entire genetic code. If they desire to have a healthy baby, they will request a genetic blueprint of their long-time partner. They think that kind of technology will be up within the next 5 years. Is that crazy? See, I don't like the idea of selection. I don't like that, but I guess that's what some people may want to do. Professor Leroy of the Euroscience Open Forum 2012. In some ways, they say eugenics are already here. I guess they call it the study of eugenics, where tens of thousands of unborn babies with Down syndromes and other illnesses are being aborted each year. These processes, they say, are very well established in most European countries. Many of the ethical problems that people raise when they speak of neuroeugenics are not. Oh, I see this in a British accent. Once you offer gene selection and mate selection as a eugenic tool, he says the cost of genetic sequencing is falling so rapidly, this is going to become very, very accessible. Huh. So you could actually pick your mate based on looking at their genetic code. See, I don't think the genetic code, right, will reveal if he's going to, you know, write you love poems later, or if he's going to make you put up with his mother. You know, how's the genetic code going to do that? How do you know? I don't think anybody can know who's going to be a good partner for them for life. You know, you go with your instinct. Maybe you do love at first sight. You spend a significant amount of time with them. But I don't know if the genetic code is as necessary as people think. I mean, I've seen people with healthy genes clog their arteries by eating like crap. That's not genetics. That's stupidity. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-362-3254.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are live right now, 18 minutes past the hour. If you don't like the letters, 1-877-362-3254. So Fox News reports that Sopranos may live longer. Now, not the HBO Sopranos, which, by the way, that was a great series. I love the Sopranos. Weren't they thinking about doing a movie? Did they? Is that in the works, the Sopranos movie? I know 24. They're doing a movie for 24. And they're probably going to call it 2 if it's a 2-hour movie. But I don't know if they have a movie, but I love the Sopranos. Anyway, they say Sopranos, you know, Sopranos. They say that Sopranos may live longer, and they think it may be related to the estrogen. They say estrogen provides protective benefits, including the prevention of occluded arteries. They say sometimes female opera singers can have more estrogen because they can hit the very highest of notes. Here we go. Let's try it. I think Donovan can do it, too. I don't know if Donovan's going to do it for us, but let's try. There, okay. Their levels of hormone are notably higher than those of female singers who sing in a deeply register. I got friends in low. See, I could maybe sing low. It's very hard to sing low. See, maybe I got a lot of estrogen. Low. Using swing low. I can't do it. I can't sing low. Anyway, using vocal range as a proxy for estrogen levels, a recent study compared the lifespans of 286 sopranos, altos, mezzo-sopranos. The latter two were combined in one unit, born between 1850 and 1930. The researchers also looked at 226 male singers from the same period, tenors, baritones, basses, the latter two groups combined to explore the effect of testosterone lifespan. On average, women outlive the men by 1.5 years, not a significantly statistically significant difference, but controlling for birth year, people born in 1850 were apparently at a disadvantage. They say sopranos lived about 5 years longer than lower-voiced female singers. Not much difference between male. So according to this one study, if you were a soprano, you would outlive men. See, I don't want to outlive my husband. I always say this. I want to be the first to go. God forbid. I mean, I don't want either of us to go, but I don't know how I'd handle, you know, being alive when my husband's gone. So we always argue about that. We're like, I want to go first. Like, no, I want to go first. No, I want to go first. Somebody leaving the Olympics, Debbie Dunn, has taken off her name off the U.S. Olympic roster after being tested positive for excessive testosterone. Relay sprinter Debbie Dunn finished fourth in the 400 meters at Olympic trials and was selected for the American relay pool. She is the 2010 world indoor champion at 400 meters and would have been a likely candidate to run in the Olympic 1600 meter relay, which the American women have won every year since 1996. But she released a statement acknowledging a positive doping test and said she was withdrawing from the Olympics while the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency pursues the case. She states, I do not want any issue like this to distract from my teammates' focus for the biggest meet of their lives. I wish Team USA the best in London as I work towards resolving this matter. All right. Let me see who else. They say no replacement for her was immediately named. Among the candidates to run the 1600-meter relay are the top three finishers in the 400 trials. Sonia Richards-Ross, Francina McCorroy, Dee Dee Trotter, along with Diamond Dixon, Keisha Baker, and Allison Felix, who qualified for the 100 and 200 sprints. These women are fast. Anyway, her case is right now being handled by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. I mean, they're on top of it. You know, they're on top of it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what have our scientists been working on? Let's see if anything exciting here. They say a team of geneticists have been able to breed a generation of fruit flies that can count. After 40 tries, geneticists have been able to, in the Wilfrid Laurier University in California and University of California, been able to successfully breed a generation of fruit flies who could count. Why do we need to do that? Let me see. The findings announced at the first joint Congress of Evolutionary Biology in Canada, pretty exciting, could lead to a better understanding of how humans process numbers and the genetics behind dyscalculia, a learning disability that affects a person's ability to count and do basic arithmetic. Do they, can they also discover why people can't say arithmetic that easily? They say the obvious next step, yeah, obviously, is to see how the fly's neural architecture has changed. In order to do that, scientists will have to compare the genetic makeup of a math-minded fruit fly with that of a standard fruit fly. How can they tell? The research team repeatedly subjected test flies to a 20-minute mathematics training section. The flies were exposed to two, three, or four flashes of light. I'm getting this from Daily Mail. With two or four flashes coinciding with the shake of the container the flies were kept in. Following a pause, the flies were again subjected to the flashing light. None of the first 39 generations of flies prepared themselves for a repeat of the shake since they could not recognize the difference between two, three, or four flashes. But the 40th time, the 40th generation of descendants could anticipate the shake, meaning that's how they could count, and they developed numerical skills. Now, I know you all are excited, even more excited, our fruit flies are not the only animals capable of grasping basic arithmetic. They say salamanders could do it, newborn chicks, and mongoose lemurs have all demonstrated counting skills in the lab. You know, if you can't fall asleep by counting sheep, you could probably count this type of study. This will put you to sleep. What separates the fruit fly from the rest is that the insect is the first example of a test subject gaining skills through direct evolution. Excuse me. Oh, boy, that was an exciting story. Now I got hiccups. Oh, man. All right. Fruit flies, that could count. I know. We're all worried about the state of Obamacare. How are we going to prevent Alzheimer's? And they made fruit flies that could count. All right, what are you going to do? All right, well, this is also an interesting study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 25 minutes past hour. Obese and overweight people are more likely to develop colonic polyps than slimmer people. As if being an obese and overweight isn't a double whammy as it is, now you're more prone to polyps or adenomas. These are clumps of cells that grow from the colon's lining. Less than 10% become cancerous. But if you are going to get colon cancer, it's going to come from a polyp. These are what need to be removed when you get a colonoscopy. When we order a colonoscopy to screen for colon cancer, not only do they look for colon cancer, but they try to remove these polyps, biopsy them, and then they probably follow you back up in a couple years if they couldn't get all your polyps probably in a year, because if they could take out that polyp could never turn to cancer. So the pruning procedure that happens during your colonoscopy can actually prevent cancer. I'm a huge fan. But they've connected obesity to colon cancer, but now they actually can see why. The study is the first to point out a higher risk of adenomas in heavy people. All right, so let me see. The findings can't say whether the obesity causes polyps itself or if just being obese, that's just part of the, you know, part of the ride. Let me see. The scientists have looked at data from more than 100,000 people across the U.S., Asia, and Europe, looking at a relationship between polyps and body mass index, BMI. I guess 500 million people worldwide are obese, and colon cancer killed more than 500,000 people worldwide in 2008. All the studies followed World Health Organization guidelines that define BMI, people overweight over 25 and above 30, as obese. They found 22% of overweight and obese people had colonic polyps compared to 19% of normal weight. So, all right, now the U.S. Task Force, they do recommend colon cancer screening for people age 50 to 75, although that doesn't always include colonoscopy. That could be the inexpensive stool test. It could be rectal exam, even though I don't think that's thorough enough because fingers aren't long enough. So the U.S. Task Force hasn't officially said colonoscopy, but it is implied that when you're over 50, it's allowed. In the U.K., screening for colonoscopies aren't done until you're 60. Any of you with a family history, however, of colon cancer, gastric cancer, liver cancer, any sort of abdominal cancer, we recommend in your 40s. And the true recommendation is 20 years before we think your loved one was affected by it. So let's say, for example, you had a father who had colon cancer at 69. So we think he probably started, you know, in his 60s, maybe he started polyps in his 40s. We're going to tell you in your 40s to start getting screened. All right? They used to say 20 years from diagnosis. You know, so one of my family members died at age 62 of colon cancer. So they said, all right, start screening at 42. Now they say, no, because he could have had colon cancer for 10, 20 years. So many people are even starting to be checked in their late 30s. All right, don't go away. We'll be back. Call in now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY with your questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, fried bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 33 minutes past the hour. Call in with any questions, medical topics, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we are live right now. Big tragedy today. Sylvester Stallone's son found dead. Sage Moonblood Stallone, only 36 years old, found in his apartment this evening. His attorney confirmed to New York Post there were pills located near him. They assume it was an overdose. We don't have the latest information yet. We will over the next few days. We don't know if it was an accidental overdose or if it was suicide. We remember Sylvester Stallone's son in Rocky V. He was the little boy who played his son in the movie. Was kind of beat up by kids and his coat stolen. That's all I really remember about the movie. Cute kid. He was a good actor. Handsome kid. 36 years old. Found dead in his home. Sylvester Stallone at the time was promoting his Expendables 2. And unfortunately, had heard the news. He was, I think, at Comic-Con in San Diego. All right, let's, go on. Doctors, this is very interesting. Do as I say, not as I do. Another study came out saying doctors do this. Doctors are more willing to use hormone replacement therapy on themselves or recommend it to their wives than to actually give it to their patients. This is a study by German gynecologists. They say all were willing to recommend hormone replacement therapy for hot flashes, menopause type stuff, whether to a partner or a patient, But for other types of uses, like osteoporosis, etc., they may give it to their family members, but not to patients. And I find that kind of interesting that that was in Germany, because here in America, I don't know what lawsuits are like in Germany, but here in America, it's high. And so a lot of doctors will do things on each other and themselves with much liberty, but on a patient, they won't even go there because they're afraid of liability. And they know the medicines work. You know, I mean, like, for example, when we talk about the sun and the vitamin D, I had another patient today low on vitamin D. And I had to give her the same old, well, you know, go to the health food store and get 2,000 units of vitamin D and take that every day and we'll recheck your levels. She's like, but how can I get vitamin D naturally? Milk? And you know, I say, you get vitamin D from the sun. She's like, you know, I never go out in the sun anymore. I feel so good when I get sun. I know we all do. I mean, when kids play outside, there's been so much. I mean, you don't even need proof. We know that sun makes us feel good. But unfortunately, any doctor that says go get sun will be liable for skin cancer. We've talked about stupid lawsuits that have gone through. And I'm not going to rehash them. For those of you that listen to my show, you've heard them all. New listeners, you'll hear them again. I don't want to bore you all right now. But absolutely, if a doctor tells you to go get some sun and somebody acquires skin cancer and they have the right lawyer, that doctor will be sued. Yet, you know, doctors themselves will try and get some sun. You know, I mean, we know how we feel. It's just what we recommend will be held against us. So you'll see doctors do things themselves. Like, for example, glasses of wine. We still don't have a guideline where we doctors can tell people, go have a glass or two of wine a day. No, we still don't have a national guideline, something that could protect us. So doctors don't do it. Yet, I know many doctors will have a glass of wine a day to help their heart health. But they won't recommend it because they're afraid they're going to get sued if anything goes wrong. It stinks because, you know, one thing that I find very endearing and I find very helpful for my patients is when I tell them what I do. You know, when I tell them, well, these are the types of exercise I do and it works. This is what I use for birth control and I like it. This is what I use for migraines. This helps me. I think patients like it. I think patients trust you. I think patients go, well, you know, if Dr. Dahlia uses this on herself, then, you know, if she trusts to use it on herself, then she trusts to use it on me. You know, I'm not being a guinea pig. And patients like that. But when doctors are doing things that they tell patients not to do, you know, there's that kind of that do as I say, not as I do. People don't like that, especially patients. They want to, you know, they want, you know, to you know, they want the honesty. So I don't find that surprising at all where doctors will, you know, kind of do their own thing and not treat patients. But unfortunately, you know, patients with menopause, it's pretty debilitating. And, you know, there are women that really want hormones. And I told you, one of the reasons why I don't prescribe hormones, I have the gynecologist do it. Again, liability. Quick story. One of my patients was on hormone replacement therapy from her gynecologist, a different gynecologist. And I noticed her blood pressure's high. And I go, you want to know what? Your blood pressure's high. I hate to do this to you, but let me take off your birth control just so I can see if your blood pressure goes down. Because hormones can raise your blood pressure. Testosterone can even, steroids even, these can raise your blood pressure. So she goes off of it, and she goes, you know what, doc, I'm fine, let me stay off of it. Well, 9 months later, she goes for her mammogram. She leaves her gynecologist because she doesn't have to go to her gynecologist now for hormones. So I order the mammogram. We order the mammogram, and there is a suspicious area on the mammogram. It turns out to be breast cancer. Stage 2 gets taken care of. And a few months later, after it was taken care of, I get a note from her husband, say, Dr. Dahlia, my attorney wants all your records and any records of any doctor she's ever seen, because after the Women's Health Initiative and estrogen being linked to breast cancer, etc., he thinks we have a valid lawsuit. So I gave him the records, no problem there. I mean, I'm going to get subpoenaed for the records anyway, but I didn't care because personally that his lawyer wanted my records because I never gave her the hormones. I was the one that took her off. Now we still see that family. You know, you'd think I should discharge the family because I thought they could get a lawsuit out of it. And the husband apologized. He goes, I'm sorry, Dr. Dahlia. I thought, you know, we were having money problems. She got breast cancer. There was a link to estrogen. We thought we could make some money. You know, and yeah, they're patients of mine. I mean, I'm not going to kick a patient out because they thought they could make some money. I mean, any of our patients can sue. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have any patients coming in if I only wanted to keep patients who I thought wouldn't sue. But after that, I said, no way. I'm not going to prescribe estrogen because if there are attorneys out there that'll take a case, and 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. So if you're giving hormones out, 1 in 8 of your women in your practice who get breast cancer, if they could find an attorney that could come back and sue you, I'm like, well, then I'm not going to prescribe the hormones. I won't prescribe the hormones. I'll have a gynecologist do it. Let them monitor you. Because a lot of my women, they don't want to go for mammograms. They don't want to go regularly. I mean, why should I lose my practice? I am no good to my other patients if one patient decides to sue me because they think they can make money. And like I said, I never gave her the estrogen, so the lawyer could never include me in the lawsuit. And yes, it was a lawsuit, and they did get a settlement. Why? Because the doctor gave her hormones for menopause. So you're going to notice that more and more doctors are going to be afraid to treat you because there's no sort of tort reform or protection. And it's sad. You know, I want to have cojones, but honestly, I am no good to my other patients if I lose my practice for a stupid lawsuit. So I'll send you to somebody who could do the hormones and could take care of you, but I'm done. I'm not going to prescribe hormones. And it's a real shame. Real, real shame. Because I think many people do qualify for hormones and will do well. And I don't think the hormones itself causes the breast cancer. I think if you're those 1 in 8 women that are prone, yes, the estrogen could feed it. I don't think it'll cause the breast cancer. It could feed it. And unless you know, you don't know. It's luck of the draw. And 7 out of 8 women could really benefit from hormone replacement therapy. But if someone's going to turn around and try to sue because their wife had breast cancer, I can't get involved with that. It's a shame. It's a real shame. That's not the way to practice medicine. It really isn't the way. Lawsuits should be out there to find, like for example, that doctor we talked about in the previous hour who was doling out prescription medication, and a patient comes in with, quote-unquote, her x-ray, and it ended up being an x-ray of a dog. She was an undercover cop. She was an x-ray of a dog with a tail, and he still gives her narcotics. You know, these guidelines, these lawsuits out there, these malpractice rulings are to get rid of people that are not practicing medicine appropriately, are negligent, not just ways to make money. That's not what it's supposed to be about. All right, don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Any of you Android users, we have a Dr. Dolly app where you can listen to all the Dr. Dolly shows anytime you want. It is for free. Go to your web store, or just go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the icon. You see me there, and then you can go and download the Dr. Dolly app. Makes for a fun weekend. It is 48 minutes past the hour. So a woman in Colorado who was fleeing the wildfires crashes her car in Idaho and then starts a new fire, I guess, there. All right. She was on her way to her father's home in Oregon, going from Colorado. While she was in Idaho, I guess she gets involved in a car accident. The 19-year-old said she lost control of her Subaru while trying to pass another car on U.S. Interstate 84 in Idaho between Boise and Mountain Home. She said, I just couldn't go straight anymore, and it ended up clipping the car next to me. The adrenaline was going through me for a while, but after that it started to fade. It hit me pretty hard. I knew when I got out, I saw that the field was on fire. And at that point, I was pretty devastated, she says. I didn't want to do anything like that. Idaho State Police said a mechanical failure caused Ms. McCann to lose control of the mechanical failure caused her to lose control of the vehicle. The crash ignited a wildfire near the interstate that burned about 2,000 acres. By Friday morning, luckily the fire was fully contained. And from what I understand, this occurred, trying to look at what day this happened. Why don't they say the day it happened? No, they didn't. Anyway, okay. I guess everybody escaped without injury. I mean, the California wildfires, that was devastating itself. But then to flee those and then start a wildfire yourself, CBS News reports. Pretty crazy. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a Navy doc is in a little bit of trouble. Navy medical officer took a Marine's brain out of a specimen jar and let his children handle the organ and look at it. And I guess the wife took pictures. I don't know if they posted it on a Facebook. I don't know. Dr. Mark Shelley has been fined $2,500 by the Virginia Board of Medicine and fired from his part-time job with the state medical examiner's office, and the Navy is probably going to take disciplinary action as well. Dr. Shelley was taking the brain from the Naval Hospital in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to Portsmouth Naval Medical Center, Virginia, when he stopped at his home in Virginia Beach. He let his children handle the brain and his wife take pictures. He does acknowledge he used poor judgment. He said he realized the impact his actions had on the family of the deceased and wrote that it was not his intention to be disrespectful. The Board of Medicine said the handling of the brain did not affect the neuropathologist's ability to make a diagnosis, though it was not immediately clear how the Marine had died. Dr. Shelley is on active duty in an administrative role. We cannot comment on his personal actions. They say he is 41 years old, commissioned to the Navy in 1994. That's just plain stupid. I mean, here's the thing. One of my sons is very interested in medicine. And there's an exhibit, although, gosh, it's kind of expensive. It's like 30 bucks a person. There's an exhibit called Bodies, where it shows the inside of the body. Now, you see, me, I didn't really get to see the inside of the body until medical school when we looked at cadavers. And there's not a lot of opportunities to see inside of the body. But the one thing I knew is I was not allowed to bring non-medical students in to look at the bodies. You know, so if I was dating somebody during medical school, I wasn't allowed to bring them in to see the cadavers. You couldn't do that. Out of respect for the cadavers, you just don't do that. So, I mean, I could see what he was trying to do. Some of his kids probably thought it was cool. So he's like, look at it, but you don't take it out. You don't touch it. Your wife takes pictures. What were they thinking? Very poor judgment. Just outright stupid. But, you know, it's... There's other ways. I mean, now with YouTube, you know, like one of my kids goes, I want to see what heart surgery looks like. I could go on YouTube, Google something, and I could show them heart surgery. Okay, you know, and if they want to see something in the flesh, they could go to one of those bodies exhibits. Every now and then, there's a science exhibit where they bring body parts. I mean, I think it's cool, and I know kids think it's cool, but, you know, somebody who just died, I think that's just a little too close. All right, Fox News reports five foods that help beat the heat. This is kind of cool. Number one, they say it's cucumbers. They say cucumbers can help you stay cool. They say they're made up entirely of water, mostly water. So eating one gives you fluid. They contain caffeic acid and ascorbic acid, vitamin C compounds that help reduce bloating and swelling brought on by heat and humidity. They say making a salad should help you fight the heat. Mint. They say mint leaves are also enjoyed for their cooling sensation. They're also used in teas and balms and ointments all over the world. Sucking on a mint makes you feel cool. Watermelon. Watermelon, they say, is about 90% water. Also has a lot of nutrients, vitamins A, vitamin C, antioxidant, lycopene. Watermelon also has a bunch of sodium and potassium. So it's kind of like a sports drink. It replenishes your salts. Pretty cool stuff. They say... Also, watermelon is delicious. Here's my problem, though. I don't like the seeds. I don't like eating a piece of fruit and having to spit out a seed. That's why I like seedless grapes. Watermelon, it's too distracting. You can't just eat it and relax. You got to stop, find the seed, take the fruit off the seed with your tongue, and then spit the seed out. Too much work for me. Grapefruit, they say, could help beat the heat. Grapefruit contains a lot of water. They also say they're very yummy. They have fat blasting enzymes. Remember the grapefruit diet, right? We did in the 80s. Easy, helps with your appetite. Lettuce. They say iceberg lettuce, also filled with water. They say arugula. They're just kind of giving us now ways to make a salad. All right, yeah, salads help beat the heat. Yeah, that's nice. This was written by Tanya Zuckerbrot. Looks like she is a registered dietitian. All right, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. You notice we don't tell you to drink beer, right? Did you guys notice that? We're not going to tell you to drink beer. No, no, no. Beer, alcohol is very desiccating. We call it alcohol dries you out. And I think a big mistake that people make is they get thirsty, so they drink a beer. They're out there barbecuing. And remember, don't forget those bristles on those brushes. You got to be careful with that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. More Kennedy news. Carrie Kennedy, daughter of Robert F. Kennedy and the former wife of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, was ticketed for driving under the influence of drugs after an accident in Westchester County, New York. Spokesman later said the test found no drugs or alcohol in her system. Spokesperson, let me see, they say she took a voluntary breathalyzer, blood and urine, all showed no drugs. The charges were filed before the tests were available. This is being reported by USA Today. She has a daughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, former wife of Governor Cuomo, had been ticketed when she was driving, quote-unquote, under the influence after a car hit a tractor trailer. She's 52 years old. She was reported driving erratically on Interstate 684. By the way, it is beautiful up there in upstate New York. That is a gorgeous place to live. I think her Lexus sustained damage, etc. The police did not indicate what drugs she may have taken. She did consent to having blood taken. So we'll see. I'm not sure. But boy, Kennedys are always in the news, aren't they? Crazy stuff. All right. We also talked about earlier today about Excedrin and how Excedrin Migraine has been off the market since January. But be careful, because they're selling Excedrin Migraine online for up to like $250. People with migraines, they're very particular. I get migraines too, about what medicines they take. Luckily for me, the generic type of migraine medicine, because these Excedrin Migraines, they got aspirin, they have acetaminophen, which is like Tylenol, and caffeine. So it doesn't have to be Excedrin. Other pharmacies or Walmart or whatever can have their own brand. But some people who just only respond to Excedrin are going online to try to find some of the recall that was recalled because of extra chips and bits in there. And they're paying close to $250 a pop. Be careful out there. All right, guys, we will be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Can't wait to have you join me. You all be safe.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.